Hello to all my freedom-fighting libertarians out there. I am so pumped up to get to speak with you today. You guys are the absolute best. I'm supposed to summarize my experience as a liberty candidate, but I cannot begin to simplify or subdue my positive experience running for the U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. Midterm elections as a libertarian. Running for the lower house of the U.S. Congress was one of the seminal experiences of my life thus far, and it excites me to think about what I could accomplish if I actively stay the course and keep honing my skills. I received 4.15% of the vote in my campaign for Oregon's 1st Congressional District, a liberal stronghold from a national perspective. It was my first ever attempt at running for office, so in that regard, it was a tangible success. I did come up just shy of my goal of coming within striking distance of the 4.8% Johnson Weld received in the 2016 presidential elections. So close, but I count it as a victory. Speaking of victories, I am so excited to offer my congratulations to our fellow libertarians who prevailed in their elections. May you all long stand in preservation of the rights and liberties of the rest of us, and may you likewise have the greatest success in seeing them expanded. I also wanted to give thanks to our libertarians who had the courage to campaign this cycle, knowing their slim odds from the start, as well as those elected libertarians who abandoned the duopoly machine in favor of freedom and lost their seats due to counterproductive voter habits and social inertia. You did not fail yourselves, the LP, your fellow libertarians, or the cause of furthering freedom. It's very important you understand that. You succeeded. You took an ethical stand on the moral imperatives that libertarians hold dear, and you did so knowing full well that former allies would turn on you, the press would marginalize you. You stayed true to your values, even as voters themselves were coerced by the partisan rhetoric, tricked into choosing between thinly veiled socialism from the left and thinly veiled fascism from the right. It's a turbulent ride running against that, and it gives me strength that you all do it anyway. I am so proud at the record number of you who ran for office in 2018. I am so literally inspired that a record number of libertarians reached some threshold, some limit, some paradigm politically whereby they could no longer sit idly by as everybody's rights and liberties are eroded in a political culture becoming less and less reasoned. Our growth, despite massive and entrenched duopolistic resistance, indicates that the courage of those in the Libertarian Party is rising. Most of its candidates knew from the start that the entrenched duopoly was going to satisfy its statistical norms. Most labored under no delusion that our campaigns would be uniquely free of being maligned or ignored on the way to being steamrolled in the final tally. That's fine. We volunteered to take a whooping in the name of everyone's rights and liberties, their freedoms, and justice. We knew that the refreshment of the Tree of Liberty requires the blood of tyrants and patriots alike to grow. That's fine. So long as Lady Liberty requires our blood, sweat, tears, and exhaustion to thrive, we shall see it volunteered. This is because libertarians are statistically less fearful than ever when it comes to taking a whooping in the name of everybody else's rights and liberties. Libertarians kind of exemplify the first rule of Rocky Balboa. We know that it's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. See, libertarians are literally able to get hit by opponents easily 97 times larger than themselves, pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and ask for another, and look forward to doing it all again next cycle. This shows me that libertarianism grit is to the point that the establishment mill can no longer grind it. This is the exact moment, operationally speaking, where the size and mass of the super-hardened grit becomes irrelevant. Once the grit is harder than the mill works, it cannot be ground, and it starts to erode the mill itself. That takes some next-level diamond-hard grit right there. I'm so proud of you all, I really don't even know what else to say. To the libertarian volunteers who helped our candidates give freedom a voice in the public discourse and future public administration, well done and thank you. Part of our success this term hinges directly on your efforts. To the libertarian donors who helped my or any other libertarian candidate's campaign, you have my humble gratitude and heartfelt respect. The Libertarian Party would not be growing like it is without your generous support. We will continue to work diligently to see that your investment in the furtherment of freedom prospers and grows. Given the subsidized spending sprees our public elections have become, your continued generosity is more essential than ever for the causes of justice and freedom. I cannot begin to thank you all enough for the productive capabilities you afford us to grow the Libertarian Party in a future without change. Growing the Libertarian Party, obviously, starts at home. If you live in a state that permits you to do so, you should register a Libertarian. You should also get with your local and state LP affiliates to help register more Libertarians in your area and really see freedom moved forward. Registering Libertarian yourself and getting others to do so as well sends a message to those seeking to subvert justice and relieve us of our natural rights. It's a win-win proposition. If you live in a state that does not permit voters to register as Libertarians, we will have your back, and we will do whatever is within our capability to help your state's Libertarian Party combat the corrupt duopoly entrenchments preventing it. The other half of growing the Libertarian Party is at the national level, with so much effort being made by the corrupted majority parties to make a federal law or federal case out of just about everything. We need a robustly reinforced Libertarian National Party operating at that same federal level. Joining the LP National can be cheap. Seriously, I'm cheaper than any of you, and I'm a member. Just visit lp.org/we the people and choose your level of support. We're giving a gift away with every membership. Basic members get a lapel pin, bronze members get a lapel pin and a long sleeve shirt, silver members get a lapel pin, a long sleeve shirt, and an autographed copy of a voter's handbook by Judge Jim Gray. Lifetime members, they get their own special highly sought pin, which represents the highest level of financial commitment to seeing people's freedoms protected and expanded in a world of folks without change. I want to encourage anyone willing to fight for freedom to consider running for office as a Libertarian. Visit lp.org/runtac4tacoffice. I sure know I'll be running again. And if running for public office isn't your thing, at a minimum, please get involved with your state and county affiliate by visiting lp.org/states. This country didn't magically free itself. It took everyday people actively standing up to tyranny in defense of their own common rights and liberties. The same goes moving forward. Lastly, I want to thank everyone who voted for Libertarians in this past midterm elections. In the end, we are a political organization whose metric of success is measured in votes, and we are honored to have received yours. I'm Drew A. Leda, a Libertarian, and I have the best folks fighting for freedom with me. Y'all.